You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, a church with a heart for the gospel. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
May God use and overrule my words. May God's word only be spoken and God's word only be heard. Amen. Merry Christmas. I am so glad you found your way here tonight. As I look out there, I know you came from all different places. However you made your way here tonight, I think we are right where we are supposed to be this very minute on this holy night. I read that monarch butterflies have their own internal GPS. Somehow they plan their flight to Mexico using the sun's angle and their own internal clock. And dung beetles can see a map in the Milky Way. And homing pigeons have these tiny little sensors in their beaks that measure the Earth's magnetic field. And sea turtles will swim miles and miles, guided by some unseen force that leads them back to the very nest that they were born in. And my granddaughter, who studies hummingbirds, told me that those little birds will travel about 3,000 miles, and they will remember where they ate last year, and they come back to the same feeders again and again. It's amazing. Is it possible that from our beginning, something or someone led us to this very place today? Well, I read that we make our own maps based on landmarks in the environment. But one scientist believes our maps are more complicated than spatial cues. Our maps include social cues as well. We're designed to combine our physical environment and our network of human relationships and create a map that guides us toward or away from each other. Our maps determine whether outsiders raise suspicion or stimulate empathy. If you think about it for a minute, the Ten Commandments are map. The Hebrew word Torah means law, but it also means way or finger pointing to the way. The Ten Commandments are a guidance system, and we believe Jesus is the way. He leads us right here tonight. As Christians, we have a roadmap that grows more and more from our prayers, and it's shaped by the community of friends who love Jesus and want to follow him. And when we have that, we have an amazing map. We can count on that map even when we feel lost and even when we feel like we don't know where we're going. There are some events in our lives that can interfere with that internal guidance system. Christmas time always throws me a bit off balance. First of all, there's way too much to do. I just can't get that last gift. I miss people I love who are very far away for a number of different reasons. And my map says that the people I love should be right here with me tonight, right now. So that leaves me feeling a little disoriented. But being in church will always lead me back to the path that I want to walk. And seeing you and praying with you reminds me who I am and whose I am. So even if I'm feeling off or alone in a crowd or even alone in a church full of friends, You remind me that God is here, God is with us, and that Jesus loves us. Luke's gospel tells us at the time of Jesus' birth, the government sent everyone traveling to their hometown to be registered in a census. And the story starts this way, not because Caesar is the most important, but because he thinks he is. He's trying to control and count and secure the world. And while he struggles to control the world, God is busy redeeming the world, quietly, behind the scenes, where no one can see him. So Mary gives birth in a makeshift shelter where farm animals live and sleep. And I have to wonder if the new parents don't feel disoriented or just exhausted and scared. We could stay with them and we could gaze at the baby, but there's something happening in the sky. While Mary wraps the baby in swaddling cloths, angels appear to the shepherds out in the field. And Luke says, an angel, just one angel, surrounded by the glory of the Lord, terrifies the shepherds. And even though the angel tells them not to be afraid because he brings good news, the sky fills up with angels. I wonder how that looked. But mostly I wonder how it sounded, maybe a little bit like what we just heard a few minutes ago, because I'm sure they were singing. This spectacular display is really hard to imagine, a sky full of angels singing glory to God. And that is Luke's way of saying this baby will turn the world upside down. Jesus will make Mary's song real. Jesus is God's strength, scattering the proud and bringing the powerful from their thrones. Augustus, Quirinius, and all the soldiers cannot hold a candle to a sky full of angels. And all this celestial glory and praise appears to lowly and frightened shepherds. Shepherds who live with the sheep close to the earth. It's very dirty work. It's most likely smelly, dirty work. Someone said the shepherds are the earthly mirror of heavenly angels. I love that. Like the angels, the shepherds run to tell Mary and Joseph their good news. News that life on earth and heaven will never, ever be the same. There must be a crowd with Mary and Joseph because Luke says everyone was amazed when they heard the news the shepherds brought to Mary and Joseph. All were amazed, but Mary treasured their words and pondered them in her heart. Isn't that why God drew the map that led us here tonight? We're here to treasure and ponder good news of great joy for all the people. The Savior has been born to us. The Savior who brings God's peace and favor right to us is here. And all those beautiful words mean that God cherishes us. God cherishes us. On this day so long ago, God said to us, "I love you," by becoming one of us and beginning life as a baby. In Bethlehem's stable, we find not only a baby, but our destiny. In Bethlehem, we learn that all ground is really holy ground because God was born on it, grew up on it, walked on it, lived and died on it. In Bethlehem's stable, we discover, as Paul wrote in Galatians, that we are not just a part of God's creation, but we are God's children, and that all of us are loved and valued, that we too can call God Father. And the gift of grace given in Bethlehem's stable is incarnate. And that means it's grace not just given on this first Christmas, but given again and again, over and over, in people all around us, in friends, in strangers on the street, given in places where grace is unwelcome, unwanted, unnoticed, those places become places of blessing if we will only listen and look. The good news is all the more astonishing when we remember that we do not earn or deserve the gift of God's Son. Nothing we can do could earn it. Someone once told me, we're just beggars showing other beggars where to find bread. Whoever we are, however you're feeling tonight, Holy Mysterious God invites us to welcome him, to hold him in our arms. God being born among us gives us a compass. We always have a way home when we follow Jesus, always. Jesus is always calling us to come home because we are God's children. And if we're lucky enough to be here tonight, we get to hear this. God loves you and me more than we can imagine, just like we are right now. We are the treasure hidden in the field, the pearl of great price, the seed that grows into glorious fruit. So many fish are we that the net breaks. We're the lost coin she searches for all night. And when she finds it, she throws a party. We are the sheep on his shoulder. He found us and he carries us home rejoicing. I could go on and on, but surely you hear it now. Angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven are here praising God with us, giving thanks to God for a holy meal of holy joy because Jesus Christ is born. Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. If you live in Birmingham or find yourself visiting, we hope you will join us at one of our Sunday services. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.